Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBS Sports, kind enough to join us on the show again. Will, good morning. First thing, you, your family, how's everyone holding up right now? Are we healthy? Are we safe?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. Thanks. Good morning to you, too. Thanks for checking on me. You're a little stir crazy. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. So it's like we've got, we have the benefits of a city without having the sprawl and like tightness of a city like a Miami or a New York and, wherever else. So, that's kind of nice, backyard and all that. But, I'm usually kind of quarantined anyway with work for March and April. And so I think I'm handling it well. My wife and child, not quite as much.
And as far as the city of Raleigh, stores, that kind of deal, people still able to get everything they need and all that?
Yeah, everything's open. Wake County is really interesting. It's like the second biggest county in the state. And knock on wood, we have a couple hundred cases here, but no deaths yet, which is really good for a metropolitan area. And all the stores, the essential stuff is open. The grocery stores, the liquor store, everything you need to get.
So let's talk a little bit about the draft coming up in a couple weeks. And not that you're any type of Miami Dolphins historian or anything like that, but I'll pose the question to you that we were talking about on our show yesterday. I mean, look, I'm 39 years old, so I've been watching a lot of Dolphins football, okay? And although I missed the best years, I would say that this draft, Will, is the most interesting / exciting draft in the history of the Miami Dolphins organization. What would you make of that statement?
I think that's fair. I'll be 39 in June. At one point in time in the last 5 years, I forgot how old I was for like 6 months. I thought I was a year older than I really was.
We've all been there.
So I got like six free months of life, which is a bonus. I would agree with that. I think it's a perfectly fine statement. I mean, first of all, there are multiple quarterbacks in play for the Dolphins. I know that there's been a lot of Burrow chatter, but let's get real. The Bengals aren't trading that pick. Tua is there. Justin Herbert, Jordan Love could be a guy that they take with one of the secondary picks. Three first-round picks. That's nearly 10% of the first round. It's happening at a time when, there's no other sports going on. So it's not like the Heat are making a title run or anything like that. I mean, I know that wasn't happening, but you get the point. The Marlins aren't gearing up for a great season. Not that that was happening either. I mean, it is all Dolphins draft right now because of what's going on in the world. And, I think the way that Miami played last year in a season everybody thought was going to be a tank season, and to do what they did, to finish strong, to play hard under Coach Flores, and to acquire, those two extra first-round picks, I think there's probably as much optimism in Miami as there has been in a long time, but also probably a bunch of trepidation because, Tua is the guy that they were trying to tank for, and now he might be available at 5, but nobody knows what the deal is with his hip. It does feel to me, and I'd be curious y'all's thoughts, but it does feel to me as if the Miami Dolphins are aggressively letting the media in Miami know that they don't like Tua, or trying to let everybody know that they don't like Tua. It feels like a bit like a thou doth protest too much situation to me personally. But they have that going on, and Herbert, you know, has all the physical skill set, but you watch it, look at his tape, you're like, man, I just don't know. And so I think that that combination, it's like a nervous, exciting time. And it is hard not to look at a year when you have three first round picks and not realize what a huge turning point it could be for the organization. If you hit on those three guys, I mean, it is all of a sudden you have really created a base for the future in terms of having good young talent on your team and making a push forward for the playoffs and maybe beyond.
Well, and I'll jump off what you just said there as far as all the smoke and chatter that's out there right now about Justin Herbert. It's a lot of national folks, a lot of outlets that are coming out and saying that the what they're hearing about Herbert from Miami is real. But the point that I would make here, Will, is, man, like, the Dolphins, everything they've done over the last year has led to right now, okay? This is a very important moment in the franchise. And now that we're finally here, the Dolphins are just leaking to everyone that's willing to listen that they love Justin Herbert. I find it hard to believe that there are that many loose lips. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and let's think about it like this too. You know what else we heard? I'm not questioning the reporting. I'm just pointing it out. On Monday, Peter King wrote, yeah, like, I mean, like, I like, I know, like, Adam Beasley, the Miami Herald, who's one of my really good friends, had Tua as like the fourth quarterback on the Dolphins list. I mean, like, I'm not saying he didn't hear that or wasn't told that. I'm just saying, like, you know, if like, okay, so Monday you see, like, Peter King writes that Bill Belichick and the Patriots love Justin Herbert. They might consider trading up for him. You know where Brian Flores is from? You know where, like, you know, I mean, like this is draft season. It is lying season. People are trying to artificially inflate or deflate the value of prospects by utilizing the media to leak stuff out. This is if you read something right now about a prospect that comes from a team, it's a lie. Like, if you're reading it in public, it's a lie most of the time. I mean, there are plenty of guys who do the analysis that know what they're talking about, that are they're talking to people. But, like, if you're reading something that's out there printed, it's probably because the team wants it to be printed. And that's sort of what I feel about with the Dolphins is, like, you're telling me you spent 18 months digging into Tua like crazy. Yeah. You accidentally couldn't lose enough games to get the number one pick, but then Joe Burrow had this incredible season and is going to let Tua fall to you either at two if you trade up or maybe even to five, and you just don't want him because of a hip injury. I know the medicals are scary. I know you can't get your hands on him. I think there are other reasons why you could question, you know, whether you want Tua as well. Like, you know, I mean, if like in terms of quarterbacking, I think you can see it. Like, he's surrounded by a lot of first round talent, and you know, I don't think necessarily that, you know, he is a generational prospect, but I think some people believed he was. I just have a hard time believing they're just abandoning Tua, and people think Tua is going to like slide to 12. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, he's always had durability issues, and you're right. It is bull bleep season in the NFL right now. You mentioned it really briefly that you didn't think that there's any chance Cincinnati trades away that number one pick. Do you think that there is anything that the Bengals could be offered by the Dolphins, because they do have the draft capital, in order to trade up and get Joe Burrow?
So we actually did a CBS Sports mock draft on CBS Sports HQ like Monday from 12 to 3. I did great every pick. It was horrible. But it's a fun show. We'll do one more before the draft this coming Monday. You can check it out on the CBS Sports app, free 24/7 streaming sports network. No hot takes, just sports or whatever the tagline is. It's cool to have, and we keep it running during these times. But we did the draft, and Dave Richard, who lives down in Florida, might be listening. Hi, Dave. And Ryan Wilson orchestrated a trade where Dave sent 5, 18, 26, and 56 to the Bengals for the number one overall pick. In a weird way, I think both teams kind of lose. You know, Wilson came away with, in the first round, Jedrick Wills, Jordan Love, and Cesar Ruiz for the Bengals, which is a nice haul, but if Joe Burrow's great, it's going to feel really bad. And then if you're Miami, you know, if like Joe Burrow doesn't work out, everybody gets fired. So I think that's probably the starting point for it. If I was Cincinnati, I would even want one of Miami's first round picks next year to pull it off, I think, just because Joe Burrow, played as well as he did. He's from Ohio. You know, the Bengals have turned down huge trade offers before. Remember, they passed on the Ricky Williams, Mike Ditka full draft deal to, I think that was the Achilles Smith year, right? I mean, like, they've done this before. It was the same regime and the same guy running the team. So I just think that Cincy is too stubborn and too traditional to move out of that spot. And that because of that, you know, they would do it if the package was, you know, strong enough for Miami. But what Miami would have to offer would just be outrageous, I think. And so to me, it's just not feasible for a deal to happen at this point.
Yeah, all three firsts and a first next year seems absolutely insane to me, plus the others that you mentioned. Do you remember who you had the Dolphins taking with those other two picks in the first round?
Well, the Bengals took the picks.
In the regular, because you were talking about how you had to grade all the picks. Like, who do you expect the Dolphins to take with their later picks in the first round?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, like, who I had them doing in my mock draft. I mean, I think typically speaking at 18, I think you're hoping one of those four offensive linemen fall, but it's probably not going to happen. You know, the good and the bad of signing Byron Jones and having Xavier Howard is that you sort of box yourself in on a position. You know, if you look at that 18 spot, I think that cornerback is a really good. Like, there are some good second tier cornerback prospects in this particular draft behind C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda, who would be there at 18. But you can't really, you know, it'd be tough to take a cornerback after you spent all that on Byron Jones. You know, safety is certainly a possibility there. I think, you know, they could look at a defensive lineman. I don't think it's outrageous for them to consider a wide receiver either. Like, I think you got to think about it. If you're going to take Tua or Herbert at five, it is paramount to me that you use your other picks to try and, you know, prop up that quarterback. Like, you're going to be selling this quarterback to Miami Dolphins fans who've been dying to get a guy in there since Marino. And, you know, if you're going to pull that off, no, I'll do respect to Ryan Tannehill. And if you're going to pull that off, you know, you need to make sure you put the pieces around him. So I think offensive line and wide receiver would certainly be options. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they went defense, though. You know, I don't know that the needs necessarily match up with where things slot out in terms of, you know, who we think is going to be available at 18 and 26. But I think probably offensive line, safety, and maybe wide receiver is what I had in my latest. My mock's not due till my next to last mock is tomorrow. So I haven't started it because it's, you know, due tomorrow. So I'm trying to figure out. I don't remember the last thing I had Miami take is 18 and 26.
What else can we plug for you here on the Will on the way out, Will?
Pick Six Podcast is my daily NFL podcast. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever else you get podcasts. We every morning got at least one show up ready to listen.
Great job, Will. Excellent work, and stay safe out there.
Yeah, guys, I'll be safe, and take care. Thanks.
All right, that's Will Brinson again, CBS Sports senior NFL writer. Good job at him. How about that, Amber?
He did do a good job. Did you tell him that he did? In fact, it's normally excellent job coming from you. Did you tell him that he did an excellent job?
I think I said excellent. No, did I not?
I you may have. I tune you out. I have you blocked.
Do I have to tweet back at him now and just be like, hey, just want to make sure you heard that I said it was an excellent job, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.